This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, he's still moving around, I think. I'm not really sure where he's at yet. But joining me again is activist, writer, instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here. I'm still in northern Wisconsin, but probably for not much longer. I have other places to go and things to do.
Understood. I understand. Let's talk about this. You wrote about this here recently. Facebook backed off of something, which is sort of odd.
Yes, I did write about it. And what they had done about a year ago, I believe, was they banned basically any distribution of files on how to print 3D, how to print firearms or firearm parts on 3D printers. And it's odd because those files are all over the internet. They're not particularly hard to find. And it's also odd because it's not illegal to transmit those files.
Right.
So what I understand that they did is they backed off just a blanket ban on the distribution of those files and basically said that distribution of those files will be allowed on Facebook as long as it is through legal channels. And there are places, for example, in New South Wales in Australia, where it's illegal to possess a file on how to print firearm parts with a 3D printer. They don't have a First Amendment in Australia, so they just made it illegal to possess those files. But it probably doesn't prevent very many people from getting them if they're interested in them. They did convict one young man of printing facsimile firearms with a 3D printer. And basically his defense was, I had no idea it was illegal.
Now, when you say facsimile, what are you saying? When you like fake?
I'm saying, a gun that, or a plastic object that could be, without real close inspection, mistaken for a gun.
Right.
So it'd be just a, you know, a piece of solid plastic that's shaped like a gun with a fair amount of detail to render it more realistic, such as you might find in just about any toy store in the United States. And I actually saw one case where they arrested a guy for a little replica of an AK-47 that was, I don't think it was more than 14 inches long altogether. But he was walking in public with this ridiculous little replica. I mean, anyone who knew anything about guns would tell you that it wasn't real because it was just tiny.
Right.
But somebody called the police. And the police came and swarmed him and took him down and arrested him. I think the charge might have been disturbing the peace. So
Disturbing the peace by carrying a toy.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, he might have inadvertently pointed it at somebody at some time.
A toy.
Yes, but the point is that the people who don't know anything about firearms might see something like this and wonder if it's real or a toy or not. Remember, you're dealing with, there are people in society who have absolutely no clue about firearms, have never handled one in reality, never touched one, never maybe even seen a real one. They've only seen them on maybe TV and the movies. But yes, I wrote an article about it, it was over a year ago. And it was just, to me, it was almost hilarious because there's this young man, and maybe he thought that he was, being edgy or something, but he's walking on. Heck, maybe he was on drugs. I don't know. And he was walking along with this toy, and he got arrested. I never did see a follow-up as to whether he was convicted of anything or not.
See, I see the danger of toys and toy guns in public, especially airsoft pistols, because the only thing that, in a lot of cases, those things are so well made.
Yeah, and they're very realistic looking. You can't easily tell.
They have the little red cone on them, but you can knock that off real easy. So
yeah,
it can look,
spray paint it with a bit of black or something.
Yeah, it can look like a very realistic gun. And I can see the danger of having one of those, especially if a cop rolls up on you and you decide to play the game and point the replica gun at the cop. I get that.
Well, there have been people killed that way.
But if you're diddy bopping along and you're carrying something that is like what, 1/16th scale size?
Well, it would have been about quarter scale.
Quarter scale size. So obviously it's not real.
Yeah, but we know about guns in the United States. A lot of people in Australia don't. Remember, gun ownership in the U.S. is roughly about 30% of people own them, and about a little less than half, maybe 45% of households have them. So almost everybody is more familiar with them. Well, in Australia, you could knock that down to maybe 5% own them, and maybe 10% of households have them.
Right.
And they're highly segregated. The households that tend to have them are out in the countryside, and the ones that don't tend to be in the city. And this incident where the young man was taken down was on what Australia calls the Gold Coast. I think it was up near Brisbane, which is on the eastern coast of Australia, and it's a much more urbanized area. So I suspect it only took one person, a hoplophobe, had fear of guns, to see
and
call the police and say this guy's got it, and then they, overreacted. Probably on the theory. Remember, they don't have the same constraints in Australia on the police that are in the U.S.
Right.
And they could easily have the theory this guy is being cheeky. He should know better than to wander around in the open with that thing. So they took him down.
Yeah. Well.
But Facebook is allowing more distribution of files that have to do with 3D printing, and I think that's a good thing. It's a plus for freedom of speech, if nothing else.
Right.
And in fact, the signal's out there. As they say, you can't stop the signal.
Right.
And these 3D getting printed, I call them hybrid designs, that use 3D printing and common metal shapes, are getting to the point where they're, almost usable guns. I'll be doing an article about some of that in the future, but if you use the 3D printer to make control items, control surfaces, and then the strength is steel, it'll work.
Right. Hang on at that point right there. We're going to, we're heading into the first break on the hour. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Yeah.
Kevlar-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Now, you just got back off of a trip from Australia, and I don't really know how easy it was to monitor what's going on over in New Zealand while you were in Australia. But now that you're back, New Zealand, there's some politicians in New Zealand, they just want to be able to snap their fingers and just have things go to dust, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. And I want to talk about New Zealand. And I made some contacts in New Zealand while I was in Australia. The two are very close. It's easy to travel in between New Zealand and Australia. It's fairly easy to work between one country and the other. And they don't have near the border controls between those two countries as each of those countries has between other countries. And they call it, I think they talk about ANZAC as Australia, New Zealand,
right.
As one group. So you see a good bit of what goes on in New Zealand and Australia. It intimately affects the other country. Now, I did some research on what's going on in New Zealand. And what's interesting is this is about the third or depending on how you count it, maybe the fourth time that they've tried to implement some type of registration and gun control scheme. And they had one, and I got my information from a study done by the police in New Zealand in 1997. So it's a fairly recent study, and it was done by the police. So I think it's reasonably authoritative for what happened there. And they said that they tried to implement firearms control between 1845 and 1885, but it wasn't very effective. And then between 85 and 1912, they just kind of gave up on it, and there wasn't much gun control. And then after World War II, from 1945 to 1965, again, there wasn't much gun control. They just didn't do much, and they imported a lot of guns that were surplus at the end of World War II. But then crime started increasing. Gee, this sounds familiar. It's kind of like happened in the U.S. too, about right. 1965. And so they started trying to, you know, make the registration system that had previously existed, they tried to make that usable and effective. But they just proved that it couldn't work. There were too many guns out there, and they had no way of tracking where they were. And then something very interesting happened about 1982. And that was that Colin Greenwood, was a police inspector in England, and he had done a study, the first academic study that was ever done on the effectiveness of gun controls in England and Wales. And it was published by Cambridge University. So, it's a significant study. There's a book out that goes back, was published, I think, in the 70s. And he was very well received, and he went in New Zealand, and he went to New Zealand and gave a talk in 1982 about how gun registration was ineffective and expensive and wasn't any good at solving crime. And at his talk in 1982, he got a standing ovation. And then in 1983, New Zealand changed its laws and did away with the registration system. They kept it for pistols, I have to say. It seems very hard to get rid of a registration system for pistols. But they did away with it for shotguns and rifles. And instead, they just licensed owners. And it's sort of like a driver's license in the U.S.
Right.
If you have a driver's license, you can drive any car, without having to get a special permit for that particular car. So you could buy cars and sell, or buy guns and sell guns as long as you had a license. What's the problem? And that continued basically on up to the present day. Well, they did modify it in 1992, they had a mass shooting and they did something very similar to our assault weapons ban. Ours was passed in 94. I believe they passed it in 92. And it was the same kind of thing. It wasn't allowed to have a flash suppressor, a bayonet lug, a pistol grip. I mean, it was just the same kind of ineffective aesthetic qualities that didn't have much to do with the function of the firearm. And I think you weren't allowed to put a magazine into one of these rifles if it held more than 10 rounds. Well, that wasn't very effective, as we found in the United States. So they had the recent political terrorism, which is a little different than a rampage shooting, where this guy who was basically a leftist eco-nut who wanted very severe gun controls imposed in the United States and who said that as a result of his actions, they would be imposed in New Zealand. So then the legislature, in a fit of emotional media frenzy, passed a law in New Zealand banning semi-automatic centerfire rifles and magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. All magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, tubular fed, doesn't matter.
Right.
Kind of silly, but that's what they did.
Right.
Well, they found out nobody was turning in the gun. Well, let's say very small numbers were, because they didn't believe they were getting sufficient money for the guns they were turning in. They thought they were not being paid what the guns were worth. At least that's a large part of it, and there may be ideological reasons as well.
Right.
So when that happened, then one of the major gun control proponents, I call them people who want a disarmed population, well, said, well, the problem is we don't have registration.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. We can finish this up when we get back.
Very good.
Because I would like to hear where this goes because of what they're doing right now. I want to hear where this goes. Dean has nearly 3,000 articles on in just this big repository at Ammoland.com. Waiting for you. Covering the spectrum of everything. The spectrum of everything in the gun industry and the gun world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony before the House and Intel committees.
The Democrats had nothing, and now they have less than nothing. And I think they're going to lose the 2020 election very big, including congressional seats, because of the path that they chose.
Although top Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, have a little bit of a different opinion.
10 instances of obstruction, yes, no exoneration.
A federal judge gives initial backing to the Trump administration's bid to cut off Central American asylum claims, allowing new rules released in mid-July to remain in effect while courts weigh a legal challenge against them. The new rule imposes restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the United States if they pass through a third country on their way to the border between the U.S. and Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're talking about how right now what led up to where we are in New Zealand.
Right.
So if you please.
In New Zealand, they passed this law banning semi-automatic centerfire rifles, essentially, and any magazine that could hold over 10 rounds. But remember, they stopped registering long guns in 1983 is when the law was passed. And so they don't have a registry of long guns in New Zealand. So they're finding that they can't just confiscate these guns because they don't have a gun registry. They have to depend on people voluntarily bringing them in. But they aren't willing to pay the people who own the guns what the guns are worth. So the people aren't bringing them in. They're even talking about filing a lawsuit against the government for depriving them of property without just compensation. So right on cue, one of the strong proponents of gun control in New Zealand, name is Nick Green, and said, well, the problem is we don't have registration. We've got to register all these guns. And we've got to make the registration for a limited term so that when the registration runs out, you have to come begging to the government again to see if you can still have your gun. And by the way, we've got to make sure that in this new law we pass, that it explicitly states that you don't have any right to have a gun in New Zealand. It's strictly a privilege. Well, New Zealand comes from the British tradition. And the British tradition is that they have an Englishman has rights, and the English right to bear arms was well understood up through 1900 at least. So if they start digging enough, they may find out that somebody in New Zealand actually knows a little history and says, yes, we do have a right to arms, and you can't just take it away from us. So that's going to be a very interesting what happens there. And I don't think they're going to be very easily able to pass a registry that has any teeth, because there's about a fifth, about 20% of the population in New Zealand that have guns. And I suspect after all this kerfuffle with them just banning all semi-automatic centerfire rifles in a couple weeks, that people will be rather unwilling to submit to register all the guns they have. Because obviously they can say, well, look, you just banned this class of guns. What's to stop you from banning another class of guns in another 6 months or a year or 10 years? So it's a really interesting situation. Now, the funny thing is that the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who is a woman, now contends that this was all by plan. They planned to confiscate all these guns, and they wanted to get that confiscation in place before they then called for a registration system. And if you believe that, I understand there's some very nice bridges in New York City that can be had for a very reasonable price.
Really?
Yes.
I've always wanted to get into New York real estate.
Yeah.
So
she actually claims that. She claims this was the plan. We were going to bring it out piecemeal rather than put it all together at once when we could pass everything in the rush of the emotional moment. It's astounding that she thinks people would believe that.
Okay. That's an interesting admission to come from a head of state, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't that sort of tantamount to saying, you know what, we're really incompetent. We didn't even know how we were going to run this. And
you can either say she's incompetent or incredibly ignorant. Choose one or both.
One or both. I think it'd probably be both.
Probably both.
Yeah. I think it'd probably be both. But, I mean, this guy, his what he's saying basically is the reason that this didn't go far enough because everybody's trying to comply with the ban.
Well, that's another thing that happened. I didn't explain that. But what happened is that some of the people who have AR-type rifles said, well, the ban is against semi-automatic centerfire rifles. If we convert our semi-automatics to pump action, and there's a couple of different conversions out there, but there was a particular one that was listed. Let's see, the name escapes me right now. Maybe you can see it on your screen. But and it's a U.S. conversion that converts the rifle to a pump action. In other words, it's a manually operated repeater instead of a semi-automatic. And they said, and so they went to the police and they said, well, will this satisfy the requirement? Because it's no longer a semi-automatic, it's now pump action. And the police were, haven't given an official answer yet. But this gun control proponent, Nick Green, said, well, no, that's not acceptable because they could convert it back. And they could do it really easily.
Right.
Well, that's not quite true, because they'll be turning in some parts and there'll be a gas block that would be exchanged and you'd have to get the parts and redo it. And the fact is, if you can smuggle in those parts, you could easily smuggle in the parts to just make a submachine gun without worrying about starting with a semi-automatic rifle. People make these black market submachine guns all over the world. They do it in India, in the Philippines, in Israel, in Brazil. They did it in Australia. They've done it in Canada. They don't do it that much in the U.S. because we've got quite a few effective weapons already. You don't have to make illegal submachine guns.
Right.
But it occasionally happens in the U.S. But it's very common in Israel. They even have a nickname for them there. They call them the Carlo submachine gun. And if you bother to do a search on the Internet, you can find where dozens and dozens and dozens of submachine guns were manufactured in Brazil by the criminal gangs there.
Right.
So it's as I said, there's a classic case. It's a few years old now. Of this technician, I think he was a dental technician, but I could be wrong on that, in Australia, who made about 100 very good copies of the MAC-10 submachine gun.
Right.
And supposedly he sold them to the organized crime there at $15,000 a copy, with a spare magazine and a suppressor. I mean, you know, it wasn't like they were just a single gun. You know, it was one gun and two magazines and a suppressor. And when the police tested them, they said they worked just as good as the original. So
yep.
There's a lower limit on what you can enforce when people can just build a gun from almost scratch.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, I'm looking at the Carlo right now. That conversion kit was called the Animus, by the way.
Yes, that's correct.
Dean has written articles about bear attacks. He's written articles about politics. He's written articles about stuff happening overseas, stuff happening here, defensive gun uses, you know, name it.
Yeah, hunting, yeah.
Yeah. You can find all of that waiting for you, nearly 3,000 articles, at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. He is the writer and activist and instructor and on the road. And you recently wrote about two defensive gun uses.
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about the one in Walmart first, because that one is sort of controversial.
Yeah, it is. And it certainly is controversial, because there's a video, and when you watch the video, you see this young woman be attacked by two other women in a surprise attack from behind.
Right.
She's hit, and they grab onto her, and it doesn't appear that they have any weapons other than their hands and feet. And they're kind of wrestling with her, and it's a pretty nasty attack. And there's a young man that appears to have been with her, and he's trying to separate her from the other two women. And she has a handgun in a handbag. It's not obvious at first, and she has a concealed carry permit. Well, it's two on one basically, and they've been beating on her. And she gets the gun out, and she fires a few shots. Supposedly, I read that it was five shots, and the two women run off. The young man who was with her, you see in the video, dives for cover at her feet, which I thought was a very good move on his part.
Yeah.
And he's not hit. Nobody's hit in those initial five shots. But then she starts, it's hard to say if she's exactly following or chasing. She's not running very fast. But she goes up an aisle from where she fired the first shots. And if you watch carefully in the corner of the screen, you can see someone, and it's presumably one of the women that attacked her, start coming toward her, and she fires a couple more shots. And apparently that's when she hit that woman a couple of times, and that woman ended up in the hospital. And she's been charged with aggravated assault. And the prosecutor actually said that they would not have charged her for the first five shots, but they're charging her for the other two shots because those shots weren't as necessary. She'd already stopped the fight, as it were, and disengaged. And I can understand that. I can understand his reasoning, but I can see a reasonable defense on the part of her and her attorney as well. They're saying, well, I wasn't chasing them. I just wanted to be sure nobody else was coming back at me or attacking me. And when this woman started coming back, I felt I was under attack again, and then I fired at her. So it's almost certainly going to go to a jury trial.
Right.
And the jury will decide, and I'm not there. I haven't seen all the evidence. All I've seen is this one video, and people may interpret it differently than the way that I've described it. You know, and go and look for yourself.
Well, I mean, I looked at the video. I mean, she's not pursuing anybody. You know, when you take a defensive pistol class, they're always telling you to look around to make sure that the threats are gone. And I guess if she had an expert witness there that could press that, well, it's just prudent after you're in a gunfight or have to defend yourself to make sure that the threat is gone.
I think there's a credible defense there, definitely.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it appeared to me in the corner of the screen, you could see somebody, it wasn't clear to ID them, coming toward her. And since, you know, the other woman was hit, I'm presuming she was the person there. But,
right.
Yeah, so I think a good defense attorney can make a good case, and I don't know how it will turn out. So, on the other hand, she probably could have, you know, retreated away from that particular location instead of sort of looking in the direction where these people ran off. But it didn't seem to me like she was in hot pursuit of them. I wouldn't have said that.
Well, I mean, do we know anything about these perpetrators? Did they know the person they were assaulting? Do we know why they were assaulting her? I mean,
the two were related. One was the other's cousin. And in the article, the research that I did, one of the articles said that the cousin was just assisting her cousin who had some kind of a beef with this, some kind of a disagreement with the woman they attacked. And I don't know. Clearly, it was an unprovoked attack at the time. You see the women come up behind her and hit her. And I don't know how it will go. I can't anticipate that. But it will cost her significant time, money, and energy to fight this.
Yeah.
Even if she is found not guilty, the process is going to be a considerable amount of punishment. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens.
Right.
Now, if we've got time, I'd like to talk a little bit about a fun article I wrote on Hoppy's number 9.
Well, we have, let's see, we have right at this point, 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Well, I can give you a summation pretty quickly.
Okay.
I'm visiting up in northern Wisconsin and perusing a 1960s gun digest. Colonel Townsend Wheeland, who is an iconic shooter, from about 1900 to 1960 or so, had written an article about his days with the Krag rifle. The Krag was the first smokeless powder gun that the U.S. Army adopted. And the primers of the time were corrosive primers. They used potassium chloride, antimony sulfide, sulfur powder, and ground glass. And so they would leave a residue in the bore that would cause corrosion. That didn't happen with the black powder guns, not as severe. Well, one of the shooters that was with Townsend Wheeland at the time contacted a chemist whose name was Hoppy. And Hoppy went through several iterations of chemical formulas trying to find something that would clean the corrosion from the barrel so that the barrel would not rust. And on the 9th attempt, they created Hoppy's number 9, and that's where we got the well-known cleaner that is used to today, and almost everybody can relate to the smell of Hoppy's number 9 who's ever used. So, yeah, and that was back in the 19, you know, between 1900 and 1910, I believe. So I'd never heard of how Hoppe's number 9 came to be, but the fact that it was associated with Colonel Townsend Whelan doesn't surprise me too much. Now, the formula has actually changed a little bit over the years. It used to have nitrobenzene in it. It doesn't have nitrobenzene in it anymore. That's a pretty significant poison, and it's a little more risky than what's in it now. But it still works very well, I am told. And there still is a fair amount of corrosive ammunition out there. None is being produced commercially for sportsmen that I know of, but there's a lot of stocks of old military ammo in military arsenals around the world. And eventually that stuff makes its way into commercial channels, and you usually can buy it here in the U.S. for very good prices. And it's perfectly good ammo. A corrosive primer is a good primer. It's just that you have to clean your gun after you shoot it with corrosive primers. Yeah. And you need to use something that'll clean up that residue, and it's either something like Hoppe's number 9 or water that's very, very hot to the edge of boiling, so it'll heat up the barrel enough that it'll dry out.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so will you be with us this coming Friday?
I certainly intend to. I'll probably be traveling tomorrow, but I should be set up for Friday.
Very good, sir. I look forward to having you. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I'm glad I could thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.